The Empty Chair, a meditation adapted from Anthony de Mello's classic Sadhana, A Way to God, Christian Exercises in Eastern Form, first published in 1978. There is a story about a priest who went to visit a patient at home. He noticed an empty chair at the bedside and asked what it was doing there. The patient said, "I had placed Jesus on that chair and was talking to him before you arrived. For years I found it extremely difficult to pray, until a friend explained to me that prayer was simply a matter of talking to Jesus. They told me to place an empty chair nearby, to imagine Jesus sitting on that chair and to speak with him and listen to what he says to me in reply. I've had no difficulty praying ever since." Some days later, so the story goes, the daughter of the patient came to the rectory to inform the priest her father had died. She said, "I left him alone for a couple of hours. He seemed so peaceful. When I got back to the room, I found him dead. The strange thing was, his head was resting on a chair by the side of the bed." So try this exercise yourself, even though at first it might seem childish. Imagine you see Jesus sitting close to you. Jesus is not here in the way you are imagining him, but your imagination is helping to make you aware of his presence in your life. Do not bother to imagine the details of his face or his clothing. This might be distracting. St. Teresa of Avila, who frequently prayed like this, says she could never imagine the face of Jesus. She only sensed his nearness, as you sense someone whom you cannot see in a darkened room, but whose presence is clear. Now speak to Jesus, and if no one is around, speak out in a soft voice. And if you do not know what to say to Jesus, tell him about the events of the past day and comment on each of them. Then listen to what Jesus says to you in reply, or what you imagine him to say. This is the difference between thinking and praying. When we think, we generally talk to ourselves. And when we pray, we talk with God. Imagine Jesus is by your side all through the day. Speak with him frequently in the midst of your occupations. There is no better way to meet the risen Lord. Alleluia. Amen.